Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We've got a bag of cornmeal in our pantry that gets used not all that often, but when we do use it, it's ordinarily for that delicious side dish, polenta. And as simple as polenta is, it can be amazingly versatile. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, what happens to polenta when it's in your hands?
Well, I'll tell you, I love serving it because it's extremely versatile. It is easy to prepare. It's a little bit off the beaten path of, you know, the familiar starches like just a good old mashed potato.
Right.
You know, and the thing that appeals to me is that's one of those blank canvas foods. It's a great starting point for dressing it up and doing all sorts of things with it.
Well, I've cooked it many times, but I rarely have managed to avoid the lumps. What's the best technique?
So, yes, there is that possibility with lumps. Here's what I use: 4 parts liquid. Either some sort of stock, broth, or water. 1 part cornmeal. That's what polenta really is.
Yeah.
I bring the liquid to a simmer, like a gentle boil, and then I carefully, gently pour the cornmeal into the pot.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have a helper, that'd be good if they have a whisk in hand while they're stirring while you're doing this, but you can do it yourself. I mean, often you can sift the cornmeal into the liquid, which helps.
Yes,
sifting
it
guarantees you're not adding lumps.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is slow and keep whisking. And before you know it, the polenta starts thickening it up very nicely. But you do have to be careful because this stuff gets really hot.
I know. It's like molten lava.
Right.
Amazing. Well, we all dream of super creamy polenta. Are there any tricks for that?
Certainly. A lot of times people will pour in olive oil as your polenta, because, you know, just to give it a richness.
Right.
Butter is another great thing to add.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, well, you know, I love to add grated Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, yeah. And salt and pepper, I guess.
Yes, of course. Of course. Like you said, it's a blank canvas in a lot of ways. So if you chop up some herbs like parsley, cilantro, or sage and throw them in, you get a beautiful green hue in your polenta, which is always fun.
Well, once you've got that pot of bubbling polenta going, can you toss in anything else?
Yeah, I mean, often, you know, people put things on top of polenta, but you can certainly add, you know, whatever you want into it, like sausage or sun-dried tomatoes. I love corn. That's, you know, mm-hmm. Some people call that kind of like, you know, sloppy polenta. vegetables like peppers and onions, pieces of ham. I mean, all sorts of cheese, whatever you want.
Well, it sounds like anything that can go into an omelet can go into a polenta.
Yeah.
Well, now I've seen where you can pour the cooked polenta into a baking pan to get a nice thin sheet of it.
Yeah. I mean, I use, you know, yeah, either a baking tray works great, you know, somewhere like to get it to 1 inch to 2 inches thick. And when you let it cool down, you can actually cut it into, you know, into squares, triangles. You can fry them. You can roast them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anything you can do with mashed potatoes, you can certainly do with polenta. For instance, you know, put it in a pastry bag and you do this Duchess polenta instead of Duchess potatoes.
Well, one last thing. Thinking about mashed potatoes, it gave me the idea the other night of trying to do a shepherd's pie, or actually cottage pie, with polenta instead of the mashed potatoes on top. Worked out really, really well. Very, very tasty.
I bet.
Well, Jerry, we're going to put some of these ideas about what to do with polenta on the website. People can have fun. Really, it's awfully easy. Just don't let it burn you.
Right.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.